streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Thousands of people fleeing Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Still, no electricity inside and no fuel for generators. Airstrikes in Syria hitting facilities used by Iran's armed forces and militant groups supported by Iran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during his visit to Seoul, South Korea.
These attacks must stop. And if they don't stop, then we won't hesitate to do what's necessary again to protect our troops.
Global leaders preparing to meet at the APEC summit this week in San Francisco. The city's Department of Public Works Communications Director Rachel Gordon says they're trying to tackle downtown homelessness in general and homeless encampments specifically.
We're not just clearing encampments. We provide services to people. We ask people and request that they go into shelter.
This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues to deny any wrongdoing amid a campaign fundraising investigation. Feds are looking into whether Adams received illegal donations from Turkey and if he helped fast-track Turkey's new consulate in Manhattan. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
People that are close to Adams say that this didn't even come close to pay-to-play. This was really routine. He didn't exert any pressure on anybody. But this is now what the feds are taking a look at, because one question that we've learned they're examining is whether illegal foreign money from Turkey wound up into the mayor's campaign. Whether or not he knew about it is a separate question, but the conduit for these donations was a construction company in Brooklyn.
Authorities in Iceland declaring a state of emergency and ordering thousands to evacuate amid fears of a potential volcanic eruption. Small earthquakes have already damaged homes and roads. An eruption in Iceland in 2010 caused flight disruptions across the Atlantic. More than 100,000 flights were canceled back then. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a two-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game. trying to take a shot to the end zone, dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice, pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 53. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 35. High of 60 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Okay.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is Monday, November 13th. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, maybe the Civic Media app or by podcast, social media, whatever brings you up here to the lake this morning. Happy to have you along with us from our home base, 93.5 The Tap, in the Chippewa Valley here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's what's on tap this morning. Microsoft is riding to the rescue at the Foxconn site in Racine County, adding basically the equivalent of a new cloud to its data center. Donald Trump is borrowing one of Hitler's expressions now as his rhetoric grows increasingly dark. We'll talk about a curious, if not weird, maybe inappropriate political use of law enforcement in the Whitewater area. The Packers can't pull off a win in Pittsburgh, and we'll have plenty of other sports headlines for you as well. Then in our second hour, we'll be joined not only by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, an OBGYN, but by Amy Burkett, an OBGYN in Ohio. We had her on a few weeks back talking about issue one, the referendum in Ohio that enshrined a constitutional protection to a woman's right to reproductive health care. And less than a week later, Republicans in Ohio are already being very public about plans to get around it, ignore it, fight it. Again, working against an amendment to their constitution. And they're not alone. Republicans are trying the same thing in Michigan as well. We'll have the weatherology forecast from Jennifer Vucicki from Weatherology as well. And along the way, if you'd like to share questions or comments, our studio line number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Call it, text it, use the Civic Media app to call or text us. Send us a note by email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Or if you're watching on Facebook, we do a live video feed on the Civic Media Facebook page and the Up North News Facebook page. You can always leave a comment there and we'll see it and perhaps throw that up on the screen as well. Not a bad weekend around Wisconsin. It's going to be sunny and nice yet again. So we can definitely enjoy that because I know some folks still have maybe some yard work to do, or maybe they're getting an early start on their holiday decorations. Whatever the case may be, you've got a little window to do something with it here. It is 37 now up here on Lake Wissota. Hayward reporting 40 degrees this morning. Park Falls 37. Wausau 39, Green Bay 42. La Crosse, you have 40 degrees right now. Wisconsin Rapids at 39. Oshkosh 42, Madison 44, Waukesha 36. And it's in Waukesha where we find one Greg Bach down at the studios of the Shaw, WAUK. Mr. Bach, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Look at you reporting for duty with a salute and everything.
Hello, hello.
How did your weekend go?
Oh, it was great. It was packed with comedy, lots of shows.
Nice. You said you were going to see Patton Oswalt this weekend.
Yeah, I saw Patton Oswalt on Saturday night, and then I saw Gary Gulman last night. And he did a set. He got on stage at 8:15. He goes, "I'll have you out of here by 9:45." I'm like, okay. And then he was done at 10. And
ooh,
then I had to drive home. So, but honestly, like, whether it was producing or watching, it was just a great, great weekend.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, if you set aside the Packer game and the Badger football game, which again are just games, and both cases, I say yet again, we kind of knew it was going to be this kind of a season for both teams. So just enjoy the experience. Basically.
Yeah, and to those Packer fans out there who've told me, I don't care about this season. Okay. I remember that when they're winning, and you're like, oh, the Packers. I'm like, oh, but what about that one season? Okay.
I'm very happy when they win. I just don't, you know, I don't want to. For some people, a loss just completely ruins their Monday. And I never understood that.
I think when I used to watch football a lot, like if the Packers lost, I would get... I get about 20 minutes, and then I'd be like, all right, well, I got to work tomorrow, so.
Yes. Yeah, that's really the – you have a healthy attitude, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've got it just right. And yet, after all that late-night comedy, you still manage to show up here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Like a spring chicken, I'm alive and here to help, sir.
or it makes you a little punchy and talking, whatever that attempt at an accent was.
What? I'm sorry.
Greg's going to nap for a while we go unpack the headlines here. I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live. I know that Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina must have, because the opening skit for SNL was absolutely brutal to all of the Republicans, Donald Trump included, but it was the Donald Trump character basically ripping into all of his other fellow candidates at the debate that included... especially harsh words about Tim Scott. I'm not saying that's what pushed him out of the race. I'm also not saying it's not, because he has announced that he is suspending his campaign. So they were down to 5 candidates on the debate stage last week. Now it's at least 4. But I want to say this about Tim Scott as well. In all seriousness, again, for folks that try to moderate certain people and their behaviors, and people saw Tim Scott as this moderating force, this friendly voice in the Republican field. And I would remind everybody that Tim Scott had a chance to show national leadership, and he either failed or he utterly whiffed on it when this nation was again trying to confront the topic of police violence and police training. There was a national effort to set some standards and also provide some support. But of course, for many Republicans, you know, they lose their wedge issue if they acknowledge that there may be a problem in some places with police violence. And so they were adamant against it. And yet, sensing the public pressure, some Republicans turned to Tim Scott, and he stepped up himself and said he would be willing to try to forge a compromise. Well, that lasted a hot 10 minutes or so. And then he said, you know, I just don't think I can get anything done. So he had his opportunity, but he didn't really show leadership on any other issue either. So he may be a nice guy. He may be happily dating somebody now, and good for him. But it's one more reason why there's one less Republican in the race. And we're one step closer to Donald Trump facing 91 criminal indictments, being the nominee for president, using rhetoric that was downright Nazi-like over the weekend. What I'm glad to see is that media outlets are finally acknowledging this and catching up. Here's the headline from Forbes. Trump compares political foes to vermin on Veterans Day, echoing Nazi propaganda. and others said as much. He pledged to eliminate groups that he says lie, steal, and cheat on elections, and referred to them as vermin in a post on his tiny social media network, using a word prominent in anti-Semitic propaganda to dehumanize Jews, equating them to parasites who spread disease. His message on Veterans Day. Well, you know what? Before I even read you that one, let me share the message for Veterans Day from President Joe Biden. Today, we honor the story of our veterans, the story of our nation at its best. On Veterans Day, let's recommit to fulfilling our one sacred obligation as a nation, to prepare those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home. Now, Donald Trump also had put up a Veterans Day post with, again, some nice comments toward veterans. But he also then posted, "In honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, lie, steal, and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible, whether legally or illegally, to destroy America and the American dream. Despite the hatred and anger of the radical left lunatics who want to destroy our country, we will make America great again," blah, blah, blah. That was his Veterans Day message, was to invoke some tropes that, let's just say, they're not helpful. Turning to a different story now at 6:16, and then we'll check sports, get an update on the forecast, and also talk about Microsoft coming to the Racine County area. But there was also a story that I saw this morning. It came out of two TV stations in Madison, and it was about a roundtable that was held Friday afternoon with Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Brian Stile and some local law enforcement. The headline on one says, "Lawmakers raise concern over cartel reaching Walworth County." And the other from WKOW, "Wisconsin lawmakers hold roundtable on crime cartels in Whitewater, call on stricter border policies from the Biden administration." In one of the pieces of copy, it had just the most interesting way of putting it, that money was being raised on drug sales and that it was being traced back to the cartel in Mexico. Like, the cartel in Mexico? Like, it's, you know, there's one. They all have a meeting and get together and divide up the country. I mean, it was just very caravan-esque, if you know what I mean. I mean, we haven't used cartels before when it's folks in trailer parks making meth. Okay, a drug problem is a drug problem is a drug problem. And you interrupt it where you can locally, you make arrests where you can. But there was this poster that was put up during it as well. And I'm going to have to hold it a little closer here from my old eyes, but it said, it was titled "Concerning Calls for Service." And it talked about an apartment fire with unattended children found sleeping on the floor, family with a 2-year-old child living in a shed. There was a deceased baby found in a field. There was a rapid increase in non-familial living conditions involving minors. None of that says drug cartel to me. It says troubled families. That troubled families that may be of immigrants. And if they're facing these kind of conditions now, they could use some support. Well, unless you want to be like Trump and build camps, you know, to put them into. Before they decide that turning to a life of drugs and crime is the only way to get supported. But for Ron Johnson, as he did in comments, to use the occasion to rip on the Biden administration to again spread the lie about open borders was a politicalization of the process that was curious, to put it most charitably. When we come back, Foxconn no more, thanks to the cloud. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin this morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back in about 60 seconds.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We're playing a little Rod Stewart later this hour in today's history lesson, so I thought I'd grab another little cut and play that to welcome us back at 6:20 on this Monday morning. Packers lost in Pittsburgh 23-19. They fell to 3-6. They have dropped 5 of 6 games since starting out the season 2-1. Jordan Love completed 21 of 40 passes, 289 yards, 2 touchdowns. But again, just not the flow. I did like one person's comment saying that when we stop expecting Christian Watson to be Devontae Adams and he can just get those receptions organically, maybe things will start to click a little bit better. Certainly hope so. Their next game is at Lambeau Field next Sunday at noon against the LA Chargers. The Bucs are riding a 2-game losing streak after losing Saturday in Orlando. It was also the second game without Damian Lillard, who has a sore left leg. The Bucs are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. And let me get my list. There we go. You can listen to the Bucs games on News from the Center and Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air and Amory, WRGN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football team lost at home to Northwestern 24-10. That's their third straight. They are home again this coming Saturday against Nebraska. The Badger women's volleyball team was shocked by Penn State on Saturday, losing only their second match of the season. The Badgers had beaten Maryland the night before to open up a road trip, and they'll have back-to-back road games later this week as well, playing at Purdue Friday night and at Indiana Saturday afternoon. So let's talk about Foxconn for a second. And a lot of the notes I've made here were from an article in the Journal Sentinel by Carl Ebert, who noted that less than a year after agreeing to build a $1 billion data center in Mount Pleasant, Microsoft says it's going to make an even bigger investment in the land that was originally going to be used by Foxconn. So Foxconn is giving up its options on much of the land, more than 1,000 acres in all, that Microsoft will now be using instead. The terms of the land purchase are going to be presented to the village board today and then the Racine County Board tomorrow. Microsoft, when you say, well, data center, what's a data center? Basically, they're internet hubs. Each one has thousands of servers that support cloud computing. When we say something is in the cloud, those are basically the clouds, these data centers. Microsoft itself has, it says here, about 200 data centers in more than 30 countries, each one employing a couple of hundred people. And that's good news. There are plenty of communities that would love to host data centers. I recall a time in the legislature where we were looking into the possibility of landing one in the Eau Claire area. The fact that it's coming to what everybody has referred to as the Foxconn campus is a nice way to turn around Wisconsin's fortunes after being Foxconned. You'll recall that in 2017, the company, which had a spotty track record of fulfilling its promises to communities, promised that it would build a, quote, Generation 10.5 facility that would manufacture large LCD screens. The project was said to be an investment of $10 billion that would deliver up to 13,000 jobs. Well, those plans never came together, and today the Foxconn operation is about 1,000 people. And the thing is, nobody expected those original promises to be kept. Truly, nobody except the politicians showing up at the ribbon cutting. Because look, there's reason to want to bring some overseas tech jobs back to the U.S., but not every task can be brought back efficiently. And making these screens was cited as one of those things, that it would be quite the challenge to make them here and still be cost effective. But, you know, Donald Trump and Scott Walker were making it out to be the eighth wonder of the world in their comments, even though, again, the company's record had been pretty flaky. So now, instead of 13,000 jobs, they had downgraded. First, it was going to be small glass for like iPhones, and then it was maybe going to be electric cars or something else. And now it appears to be servers, with about 1,000 workers building servers, maybe for Google, but they won't confirm who their customers are. But anyway, that's great. You know, new tech jobs are good. And if Scott Walker and Donald Trump had made a realistic announcement in 2017 that a new factory is coming in to make servers and employ 1,000 workers, that really would have been useful. But after the Republican-led legislature rushed to pour billions of dollars into the location for these lofty promises, folks began to wonder whether it was, you know, smart to put so many eggs in one economic development basket. Scott Walker eventually lost to Tony Evers. Evers helped renegotiate a more realistic package, and things are on a much better centered track for growth in the Racine area, which is all just a very good thing. We had, how long ago was this now? We publicized a drug take back day a few weeks back, and we have a note now from the Wisconsin Department of Justice that says Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during this fall's drug take-back day. All across the state, people turned in 53,000 pounds of unwanted medications. 53,000 pounds of unwanted medications. I'm assuming that's all types, not just pills, but you know, capsules, liquids, what have you. But that is amazing. Since it began in 2010 under the leadership of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, Wisconsin has collected 1.2 million pounds of unwanted medication. So when we talked about this originally and we said, you know, you don't want to flush it down the toilet or throw it away, things like that, I mean, they're not naturally found in the water supply. They're going to find their way down there. We don't know what will happen then. And I'm sure some folks thought, you know, what's a handful of pills? It's not a handful of pills. Again, it's 1.2 million pounds of material that will be disposed of safely, rather than going into the landfills, into our septic systems, you know, into the water table, what have you. So, you know, seriously, for folks who took part in that, thank you for doing that. And remember, you don't have to wait for the next drug take back day. There are drop boxes at a host of places, law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, health clinics. You can go to the Department of Health Services website for the state of Wisconsin to find the location near you. But again, congrats to everybody for taking part in that. One media note to get back to politics here. We watched last night the final episode of The Circus on Showtime. And I was late to it. I didn't watch the first couple of seasons of it, but boy, I really got into it once I did, with John Heilemann and Mark McKinnon and Jennifer Palmieri, Alex Wagner before that. Such a great job week after week of talking to people who were breaking down the issues and putting things into perspective. And in their final episode, because I guess it was Showtime that canceled the show, they looked back basically on the age of Trump and the directions that our nation has gone in. They are not pretty, but to also talk about how people are standing up, as you saw in Ohio last week, and getting active, and that's what gives us hope, despite some of the very troubling things that are happening in the nation today. So congrats to them. Kristen Lierley's coming up next. You're up north. And in my heart to win.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Thousands of people fleeing Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Still, no electricity inside and no fuel for generators. Airstrikes in Syria hitting facilities used by Iran's armed forces and militant groups supported by Iran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during his visit to Seoul, South Korea.
These attacks must stop. And if they don't stop, then we won't hesitate to do what's necessary again to protect our troops.
Global leaders preparing to meet at the APEC summit this week in San Francisco. The city's Department of Public Works Communications Director Rachel Gordon says they're trying to tackle downtown homelessness in general and homeless encampments specifically.
We're not just clearing encampments. We provide services to people. We ask people and request that they go into shelter.
This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Evers says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW-Parkside and Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW-Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 53. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 35. High of 60 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 37.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Hey, 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 hey.
Dr. Lyerly in, and here at 6:34, and again at 7:34. We're going to be talking about some attempts at cheating going on in Ohio and Michigan. Dr. Lyerly, good morning.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Yeah. You are up north on the range, right? Yes?
Yep.
Up on the Iron Range. And so last weekend, you attempted to ask a bartender to put a Packer game on. That didn't go well. Did you even try this past weekend, yesterday?
So as you know, the Packers published their broadcast map. So I am faithfully checking the broadcast map every weekend. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed this week was the Twin Cities media market, which is also Western Wisconsin, covering the Vikings. The Duluth media market covered the Packers. And I'm in the Duluth media market. I know, it's weird. So I had to get some lunch. So I went to the brewery again, and it was the Vikings game, and I sucked it up for a little while, and then I went back to my hotel and watched the Packer game.
it's tough to be a fan.
It was weird. Yeah, I mean, it was really strange how they split it up like that. Like, do people in Duluth and northern Minnesota not like the Vikings?
They should. I mean, the Vikings are on a 5-game winning streak. So
I know, they're doing great.
I'm sure people weren't happy about that. Greg's here as well. Greg's on-screen title has been changed from producer to Dr. Lyerly, and then the greater sign, greater than Dr. Oz.
It's true. It's just true. Mm-hmm. I trust her way more than that person.
You know, we haven't even heard about him since the last election day, and hasn't it felt good?
Yeah, it really is. Because you were like, he's just a harmless Oprah friend, TV show guy, and you're like, oh, you are a monster.
it gave us some comedy in those campaigns, him and Herschel Walker running in Georgia. But much like Trump's original run, it's like you're playing with fire when you bring the circus, in that way. You may end up getting some of the clowns.
Who even has to watch like reality TV when reality is happening in front of us and it's stuff like this?
Agreed.
I don't need to watch reality TV at all here. So, so when you're up there, I suppose a lot of your meals are out and about, because I had a full day in the kitchen yesterday. And or do you bring things at all, or do you have a little hot plate? There's that one there's a commercial where like the security guard buys a hot plate and suddenly he's a TV chef by the time he's all done. So I sense that's not what's happening for doctors on the road.
That's not me on the road. Also not me at home. I am not a cook, but I do when I come here. I go to the grocery store, because otherwise it's all takeout and restaurant meals, and that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of calories. I did that at first, and so I usually go to the store and get some fruits and vegetables and snacky things. I try to eat healthy.
Good. Mm-hmm. I always make a big breakfast on the weekends when I'm able, and then as soon as that was put away, I had to start to make a pot of chicken chili, because the place where I was watching the game was having a potluck with everybody supposed to bring in different kinds of soups and chilies. So I contributed.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I contributed my chicken chili to it, and then as soon as that was done, started making up a big pot of lasagna sauce. For making a lasagna last night for dinner. So you cook it up. It's a big little Dutch oven. And then I just let that thing simmer for the entire Packer game. And then made the lasagna after that. And turned out good.
Greg, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We're going to Pat's
lasagna
house.
Sauce. Well, yeah, Pat's house would be great. I'm thinking like lasagna sauce. They sell that at the grocery store in jars.
Yeah,
and it tastes just nothing seems so like much easier.
It's nothing like you're
going
to get here.
Are you pulling me into your lazy world of not cooking? You're like you look like a guy who's never been in the kitchen. I have.
Wouldn't that be great if I did invite everybody up for a Civic Media dinner party, and I put a nice plate of fresh homemade lasagna in front of everybody, and then I just set a plate of noodles and a jar of ragu next to Kristen's spot. There you go.
You just make
have at it, because apparently it's the same.
Yeah. This whole huge spread.
It's definitely not the same.
This whole huge spread of beautiful foods that you've made over the course of 2 days. You sit down with one plate, a fork, and a knife, and you look at us going, "What are you guys going to eat?" And just start tearing into it.
No,
that's the joy of cooking, though. Like, for me, I will cook when other people are around. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cook just so people can come upstairs, eat the food, and then run away again.
Yeah.
And then I have to clean up. Like, that's what I don't love doing. But mm-hmm. I'm happy to cook when, you know, you've got a glass of wine and you've got people and it's an event.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Kristen, again, we're going to talk about it more an hour from now, but for folks who can't be around then, we started the weekend talking about how Republicans in Ohio, within days of a constitutional amendment passing to enshrine abortion rights for women, said that they were going to look for ways to get around it. And we also have from our Courier Newsroom colleague, Kyle Kaminsky at the Gander in Michigan, that Republicans are attempting the same thing there, to get a constitutional amendment declared unconstitutional after it was approved by voters, you know, as opposed to trying to get it tossed off the ballot beforehand because it wouldn't be constitutional. And one last point on it before I turn you loose. Keep in mind that back in Ohio in 2021 and 2022, Ohio Republicans simply ignored orders by the Ohio Supreme Court to fix unconstitutional maps. Not once, not twice, seven times. And in all those delays, it basically overturned the will of the voters who'd approved a fair maps constitutional amendment. This just seems to be the epitome of one side of the aisle these days of, if you can't win fair and square with the voters, then find a way to cheat.
Well, the legislature in Ohio thinks that they are in charge of everything. And, you know, Ohio is an entirely red state. Their Supreme Court is red. Their legislature is ridiculously red. Their governor is red. And, you know, that they've been scheming. They knew that issue one was going to pass. They knew that this was going to be enshrined as a constitutional amendment. So, you know, that they had this all ready to go. And talking with my colleagues in Ohio, they didn't even get a chance to celebrate. They had a moment, and then right away, the Ohio Republicans launched into this, well, we're not going to let the judiciary enforce this. And, you know, the most infuriating thing is I was listening to the Republican debate and listening to Nikki Haley talk about how we need to find this common ground and we need to let the people speak. Well, the people have spoken over and over and over again. I think we've had six states that have had referenda on the ballot. And every single one of those, most of them very red, have said people want to make their own reproductive decisions. They want the freedom to make their own healthcare decisions. And yet, the Republicans are coming back and saying, no, you don't actually get to speak. We want to speak.
And Ohio actually made it seven states. It all started with Kansas that have protected abortion rights or turned back bans. So the voters, the majority, has spoken. But this continuing tendency to look for ways to undermine the will of the voters, again, on the positive side, we say, well, the voters keep coming back. The voters keep coming back and they keep turning back these efforts. I just worry that at some point, you know, the right wing knows all they have to do is just keep patiently hammering away. Like it took them 50 years to get rid of Roe v. Wade, but they at no point go, oh, well, I guess, you know, this is not what the people want, and go away. It doesn't work like that.
Well, it's a tug of war. As soon as one side starts pulling harder than the other side, then things head in that direction. And then the other side gets energized and they start pulling back in their direction. And, you know, you're right. It took 50 years to repeal Roe. 50 years and a lot of strategy, careful decision making. This wasn't haphazard. They chose this issue intentionally because they recognized that people would vote on this single issue. So that's how they drove it home. That's how they made these alliances with religious organizations. That's how abortion became a political issue. It wasn't political before the 70s at all. And it certainly wasn't political historically back in like 1849 when Wisconsin's criminal abortion ban was initially implemented.
Yeah, it wasn't topical that way at all. It was, it came from darker places, shall we say. Mm-hmm. So we talked to, when did we talk to Amy? Now you have to remind me, Amy Burkett or Burkett?
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Amy.
Dr. Amy.
Nice.
Well, because you guys are you're texting back and forth, and you know she was the one that said she could hardly celebrate, and I do wonder, and we'll ask her as well if you know this is going to turn into an Idaho situation where you know docs are going to stop fighting and just start leaving.
I don't think so. I think that there is such a force in Ohio that they're not going to let this happen. Idaho was different. I think Idaho already was very inherently read as a state, like culturally, they're very different states. So I think that there is enough of a force in Idaho that it's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean that they can take their foot off the gas. You know, they aren't going to, believe me, when I talk with Amy, Dr. Amy, she mentioned that they are steeled. She's already talked with her colleagues. This is a multi-state effort. Doctors are banding together, recognizing that what happens in Ohio affects people all around the country. So this is something that is a priority for those of us who deliver healthcare to women, those of us who are women, those of us who care for women. It really is a canary in a coal mine when it comes to women in this country.
I want to come back to a topic from, I think, a week ago or so and ask about, you know, doctors being put in a position of, well, you don't want to be put in the position of being like health insurance sales reps or something like that. But it's the open enrollment period for Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. And I believe for the Affordable Care Act as well, people using the exchanges there. So this is the time of year where a lot of people are comparing plans. And I want to start by giving all kinds of credit to Dr. Kreitlow, who after the last time we talked about this, and I said, yeah, we got to find somebody who can actually just explain, you know, the differences in these plans and just explain it honestly. And she said she's all the time referring people to your local county office on aging, that those are the folks who, they don't run flashy commercials or anything. They know the plans. They'll walk you through them. I just still think it's such an unfair position to put you or Sherry or anybody else in, because I'm sure they sometimes bring you papers and go, here, go through these with me. Which plan is right for me? That's really not what you're looking to do. Yeah.
We don't have a clue. We are so far distanced from what happens with insurance that we don't know what the agreement is between the insurance company and the bigger healthcare organization. We honestly don't know, but we are that point of contact. Mm-hmm. So, and we have a trusted relationship with our patients. And I think that's the hardest part. We want to be able to help, but frankly, there's no way we can even access that information. And that's intentional.
And here's the thing. Doctors are customers too. Mm-hmm. And I know we had been in a position between gigs where we were using the marketplace for the Affordable Care Act and having to compare plans at one point. And even when locums doctors like yourself, temps basically, you know, going from place to place to fill in gaps as need be.
Make it sound real special. That's right.
You got your own little Latin job title. Yeah, you. But it doesn't, you have to buy your own health insurance?
I do. Yeah. I go on the marketplace to buy my health insurance.
So you have to compare these plans as well. It just tells you what a crazy place we're living in, that, you know, even doctors have to go around and, you know, weigh all these different plans to see what do I get the most out of. Which is, you know, if you translate that, is where am I doing minimal damage to my wallet so that some corporation can increase their profit?
I appreciate it, having to do that footwork for myself. I mean, it's another thing that I have to do, but it also helps me see the healthcare system through the eyes of my patients mm-hmm. a little bit better than if it was part of my employment package.
Yeah. You know, Greg, as somebody who's, you're small, you know, you run a small business. I mean, that is the real heart of all this, is, you know, small business owners who would like to do more for their employees, but of course your small business can't afford it. You're busy watching out for your own healthcare, you know, you and or many other small business people. It's a crazy time of year to have to carve out time to do this.
I mean, I'm very lucky that Bridget covers us under her insurance. She works for a big corporation, so but every year me and my business partners at the club talk about trying to extend some sort of health care. We're a very small company. We have like 5 employees. It's never fiscally worth it for us. We don't have the money to do it, and it breaks our hearts every mm-hmm. single year. But yeah, you know, but this sounds really full of myself, but the fact that we even consider wanting to do it makes me feel good about it. If we can someday, that would be fantastic.
That's what we continue working toward. Today's history lesson and musical memories coming up right after this. You're up north.
call my name, you'll walk the floor the way I do.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I was going to bring up the Ron Burgundy line when he's playing jazz flute and going, oh, this baby making music right there.
Too early for that, Pat.
But it seemed too early for that, so let's not bring that up at all.
Oh, no, thanks. Yeah, everyone strike that from the conversation.
Yes. I'm just saying I looked at the clip and thought about bringing it up, but you couldn't hear Rod Stewart over the jazz flute, you know, that he was playing at the time.
Plays a mean flute.
Who plays a mean
Lizzo.
Flute?
Lizzo.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart had the number one hit this day in 1976 with a little French cooing by his girlfriend, Britt Eklund. And I like how when I put this in, French cooing, auto-corrected it to French cooking. there might be some cooking going on, but not of that type.
If Dr. Lyerly puts in French cooking, does it say, did you mean French cooing?
It does. You bet it does.
Selena Heller, Up North News reporter, joins us as well. Selena, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you? French cooing or French cooking? Which would you rather be?
I missed that whole little bit.
Let's give you a pass on that.
Thank you.
Let's play a little background music from Walt Disney's animated film Fantasia, which was released this day in 1940. I might be wrong, but I mean, some people love, you know, Fantasia, and I just did not see. I didn't get it. You know, it wasn't my thing.
It's like, great. I didn't like Citizen Kane.
Let me tell you something. I've watched it once, and that was as a young adult, and that was my thought at the time. I was like, it's okay. You know. And then I realized
it doesn't really have a story.
No.
It's like, you know, it's like
an animator's fever dream is what it is. It's just
it's proof that there were hallucinogenic mushrooms all through history, not just today.
This is not new.
Yeah. Anyway, Fantasia was released this day in 1940 at New York's Broadway Theater. On this day in 1927, the Holland Tunnel opened to traffic as the first Hudson River vehicle tunnel linking New York and New Jersey. On this day in 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. after a march to its site by thousands of Vietnam War veterans.
Have you been there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time you see it, you basically have to take a knee.
Yeah.
You know, you see all the names, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've never walked through there when it's not complete silence. There is just so reverent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. You will almost never hear any kind of a commotion there because that's just the feeling that you get. Mm-hmm. It also helped open up. It was kind of cathartic in many ways. I mean, like my parents, you know, they graduated high school in 63, you know, so my dad joined the Army and consequently was serving in Europe instead of in Vietnam. But they lost high school friends, but I don't think they ever talked about losing high school friends in Vietnam till around the time that monument went up. And they talked about, you know, the names of people they know that are on there. So, yeah, it was just an amazing artistic feat. On this day in 1982, the debut album from Men at Work called Business as Usual hit number one. There was this hit that kind of kicked it all off. Kristen, ready with the drumsticks right away.
Get out your flute, Pat. Yep.
I was going to say, more flute.
It's kind of a flute day. So this song is the song that introduced the term Vegemite to Americans.
Uh-huh.
And in 1999, I was on a holiday vacations trip to Australia and New Zealand. And sure enough, much like there's ketchup and mustard packets and salt packets, there's little Vegemite packets all over the place.
I hear it's not good.
No, it's an asphalt shingle is what it is. It is like eating asphalt. There's no other way to put it.
That's the name of my new punk band. Asphalt.
Asphalt shingle.
Asphalt shingle. Selena, did you do any of the holiday vacations trips when you were at TV 13?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
One of them, Hawaii, Three Islands.
Oh, yeah.
A wonderful group.
Yes.
We all got sick in the ocean.
You all got sick in the ocean?
Yeah, well, because the water was really bad that day. The ocean was really bad, and we went out on this little excursion into the water, and all you heard was everybody getting sick. So,
oh, you mean like seasick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Puking, I mean.
I was imagining some public health hazard at a beach or something, but okay. Okay, so a little wavy out there.
Little wavy. So okay. All you heard was everybody getting sick. So everybody wanted to get shirts that had something like about getting sick.
On this day in 2010, Taylor Swift, has she been around that long already?
She's been around since 2003.
Taylor Swift set a record by becoming the first female artist to place 11 songs on the Hot 100 at the same time. Here's a Sparks Fly in the background. And they tell you that. Wow.
Sorry. Couldn't help it. Taylor just comes at you.
She just does. Yep.
Travis Kelce had the same reaction when she sang about him at her concert.
Oh, my gosh.
It's romantical, isn't it?
It's adorable.
It's sweet. The whole world is following their romance.
And they are, because we all know what the arc is going to look like. You know?
Let it go, Pat. Just enjoy it.
I would like to invoke one complaint, though.
Sure.
This isn't Taylor's version. This is the original version, and we're not honoring Taylor by playing this song. So, Pat, get it together.
It's a history segment. This was the song that was played in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, like how I quickly reached for that. I'll go for the legalese. Any excuse I can find. Just a couple of birthdays today. Whoopi Goldberg is 68, and Jimmy Kimmel is 56. Today on the national calendars, it's World Kindness Week.
Aww.
World Kindness Week and Anti-Bullying Week. So, yeah. We all have to be nicer to Greg this week and not boss him around. It is National Hug a Musician Day. And I don't know that that's, I don't know that I'd recommend that necessarily, you know, at least not unsolicited.
You shouldn't hug anybody unsolicited, though. Public service announcement.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's also Sadie Hawkins Day. So you can't hug him, but you can at least approach a boy and ask him out today, apparently. I mean, not you guys necessarily.
Oh, boy, Pat. Oh, boy, Pat. This is going off the rails.
Yeah, sure is. Kristen Lyerly returns with Dr. Amy at 7:30 to talk about what's happening in Ohio and Michigan, attempting to do an end run around the Constitution. Selena Heller continues with us after the news here up north.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike, Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.